This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Do we have a show for you or what?
Woo!
Wow! What a day. Hello.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
To your city.
You know, it was funny. We, on Saturday afternoon, we went to a small town called Moon Harbor Bay.
Okay.
And it's this quaint little town.
Yeah.
And maybe population 1,000.
Okay.
It's right next to the coast. And we did go to the beach. The water's too cold to get in. And I thought to myself, I could see myself retiring in little Moon Harbor Bay.
I am not one to say I told you so, but I knew when you went to California, you were going to love it. It is some of the most beautiful, breathtaking landscape in these United States of America.
Mountains, beautiful scenery, ocean, and Half Moon Bay, I think it was what it was called. Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, a beautiful little town. And we had lunch at a Mediterranean restaurant. It was delicious. And I said to T, I said, you know, I could see us retiring in a place like this.
Yeah.
Until yesterday. And we're flying back into town.
Mm-hmm.
And we fly over Nevada and Utah, and it's just desert.
Yeah.
You cross over the surface of the sun.
We did. And then, you know, I didn't take a nap, but I closed my eyes for a little bit. And then I open my eyes and I look out the window and all I see are farm fields,
yeah.
Flat land and farm fields.
Yeah.
And I said to T, we're home.
We're here home. Here we are.
But in a good way.
Yes.
It dawned
you
on me.
You missed home.
Yes. I wanted to be
home.
And as beautiful as California is, Sam, by the way, and I wrote this on Facebook the other day, do not believe what you hear on Fox News or Newsmax, and I'm not getting political, where they tell you that San Francisco is overrun with homelessness and crime.
You were
and
there
it's dirty.
Like basically 5 days.
We were there for 5 days, but we spent a lot of time downtown.
Yeah.
A lot of time downtown. Do you know how many homeless people I saw in San Francisco?
Tell me.
Two.
Two.
I see more getting off of I-35 to go downtown in Kansas City. San Francisco is beautiful, it is safe,
it's clean.
And it is clean.
Yeah.
So whatever Harris Faulkner tells you on Outnumbered,
right,
it is a lie. It is not true.
We could say the same thing about our town. I've talked about this. My grandmother used to say, well, Kansas City is a war zone. And I would say, okay, we have our problems, like every big city.
Yep.
But I promise you, you will come here and love our town. It's every town is more than a headline. And so, Scott, I'm glad you brought it up. What I want to talk to you about is Alcatraz, because
okay.
I'm so jealous
so
you went.
I have been to Alcatraz. We did the day trip.
Yep. How long were you there?
We were there for about 2 hours. You can stay as long as you want or as short as you want.
Okay, so you get on a boat, I assume, so it's an island.
There's a ferry at Pier 33.
Okay.
And you have to buy tickets in advance.
Yeah.
Don't think you can buy them when you get there.
Nope.
You can't. So it's just shy of about $100 a person.
Okay.
Okay. You get on this nice little ferry and they run on the half hour and they drop you off at Alcatraz. Okay. And then you can stay there as long as you want. Or as short as you want.
How big is it to go through all of it? Or the parts they let you go through?
So they let you go through all of it.
Oh, God.
I thought we did a really good job of seeing Alcatraz in 2 hours.
Okay.
So, and you can get on the ferry. You could, if you want to stay for 5 hours, stay for five hours.
And the
hours.
Escape? You saw the escape cell?
So three men, two of them were brothers, did escape Alcatraz at one point. And they pulled out the air vent underneath the, and I'm going off my mind's eye. They pulled out the air vents in their rooms underneath the sink, but the hole was not big enough for them to slip through.
Right.
So they chiseled it away, so legend has it, with the back end of a spoon.
Yep.
And made the hole big enough for each one of them to get out. They think it took about 2 years. And somehow they get out through the vents.
Oh, God.
And
With, by the way, heads that they made in art class out of paper mache with real hair from the barbershop.
Out of soap and concrete.
That is ingenuity.
The heads are still there.
Oh, gosh.
They left them in the bed.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah, so you get to see their rooms. A lot of the rooms are completely trashed. What a lot of people don't know about Alcatraz is that it was overtaken by a group of Native Americans in 1969, long after it had closed. It had been closed for about 6 years. And these Native Americans overtook the island, saying that they claimed some provision in a federal law that the federal government had to pay the Indians for the island of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And so they were taking Alcatraz in exchange. And they lived on the island for about 2 years. And they left it untouched. By they, I mean the government. If you look at the water tower, it says Indians, it's spray painted, it says Indians welcome.
Wow.
And there was a sign right when you land at the dock that said the United States of America. They had scratched out Americans. It says United States of Indians.
And it was left after that, like the trash, the graffiti.
You can still see it.
Can you go into the cells?
You cannot go in the cells, but you can look into the cells.
Did it smell?
There was not in a bad way.
An abandoned smell.
It was very musky.
Yeah.
You could smell that there had been, that algae was growing.
Does the tourism industry to Alcatraz maintain enough income coming in to keep some of the lights on? It's the only thing it's for is tourism, right?
Yes. That's all it's for.
And who gave the tour?
So nobody gives the tour. You take the ferry over to the island, which is about 600, 700 yards off of the bay.
Okay.
And
doesn't sound like a lot.
Until you get in the water.
Until you're swimming it.
It's cold. That water is cold. So anyway, you get on a ferry and you dock on the island and you're basically on your own. And then when you get up to the penitentiary, you would think, or at least I thought, that the inmates basically had carte blanche to the island.
Yeah.
They did not. The big building at the top of the rock, and I hate to use that term, but it is a rock. It's a rock. The big building at the top of the rock is the penitentiary. Originally used to house soldiers. It was the USDB at Leavenworth, but at Alcatraz.
Yeah.
The U.S. Army stopped using it in 1922, and it became a federal penitentiary. Al Capone.
Yeah.
All these other
names. Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly was there. That's right. And so that was the only building that they were allowed in, and it was self-containing. Wow. It had a courtyard where they played baseball. It had cafeteria. It had four wings, 3 stories tall. Okay.
So not enormous.
No, not in the least. The rest of the island is its own city. They had barracks. So if you thought that the guards were ferried in.
Oh, yeah, I would have assumed.
At 6 in the morning, ferried out at 6 in the evening, new group comes in.
Right.
No. If you were a guard at Alcatraz, you lived on Alcatraz.
No. Why? Who would agree to do that?
There were barracks for single guards.
Yeah.
There were also barracks for families. There was a church. There was a school.
Wow. There was, so that you, if you had a family and you worked at Alcatraz, your children were stranded on that island?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go over there, honey.
It was a self-contained city.
Wow. Was it the highlight of your trip?
It was weird. Yes. To answer your question, yes. It was weird. It was fascinating.
Yeah.
It was informative. I could have stayed there another 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was so interesting.
You know, it's my bucket list. And Jamie Monticelli just walked out and we were all talking in here, you guys. And I said, have you been? And she goes, oh, I've been several times.
Yeah.
You need to go back at night.
Well, I don't know about that. But no, it was fascinating. It was.
Do you think they made it out? The escapees?
No.
There's no way.
No way. The water's too cold. Like we were at the beach on Saturday, outside of Half Moon Harbor. And just, I went into the ocean far enough that like the water went up to half my calf. It was freezing.
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 In July.
In July. There's no way they made it out.
We'll never know.
We never will. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right. While you were gone, we had some breaking news on Friday, like right before Festivus, Scott.
Okay.
The New York Times broke the story that the India air crash was possibly due to either faulty fuel switches on and off, something wonky with the switches, or the pilot turning them off.
Why?
And I said on late Friday, I said to Sam, I go, if that is the case, this is sabotage. Because on the voice cockpit voice recorder, you can hear one of the pilots say, why did you do that? Meaning turning off the fuel switches. The one of the last things they say, he says, why did you do that? Okay. And the other pilot responds, I did not do that.
Well, who did?
Something happened because by the time, you know, a few seconds into the air, those switches were turned off. The plane then could not get any more lift. It shut the engines down, right, and the plane went down.
And the engines tried to restart about 10 seconds later after the switches miraculously turned back on. Now, we don't know if the physical switches were flipped or, as you mentioned, was it some sort of technical malfunction where they just switched kind of in the system? That hasn't been specified.
Oh, speculation is rampant. And we just looked up the switches. Have you looked at them, Sam?
I have not.
The Guardian has a photograph of what this looks like, okay?
And they're right next to each other.
Which is a little odd. They're right next to each other. These control fuel supply and are used to start up or shut down engines. These switches have a lock mechanism, so they must be lifted before turning, meaning you can't accidentally bump the switch. You have to lift it and turn. And in the case of the Air India crash,
kind of like a fire alarm.
Yes, they were lifted and turned 1 second apart. Lift and turn number one, lift and turn number two, with 1 second in between doing those things.
So why would you need to shut down an engine? Other than you just pulled up to the gate and the flight is over.
I said to Sam in a phone call before the show, Scott, don't you think there would be multiple redundancies in something like a fuel switch off switch? And we're going to ask Commander Jesse Reed about this in the 3 o'clock hour. Shouldn't it be a lot harder to do that, mm-hmm, where maybe you as one pilot, mm-hmm, have to push something and then me as a co-pilot at the same time
have to agree
with something as crazy as we're shutting off fuel, which then shuts down the engines, and now this plane's going down.
Now, a 2018 investigation from the FAA found that on some of those planes, the fuel control switches had been installed without the locking feature in a permanently disengaged status.
So you could just push the button.
In theory.
And turn off the engine.
Except that in this case, they know they were both pushed one after the other with 1 second in between those maneuvers. Indian regulators today ordered the airlines to check the Boeing fuel switches, and they are cautioning that the investigation is in its early stages. They do not know why this. I don't even want to say why the switches were turned off, because if they were turned off, this is sabotage. There is no other way. That's it, period. Someone brought that plane down if they were turned off.
Why?
Sam?
They're also looking into the mental health records of the captain. He had about 15,000 flight hours, and apparently
That's quite a bit, by the way.
That is a lot. Apparently within the last couple of years had taken a medical leave for depression and other mental health struggles. So they're trying to figure out, again, if the switches were turned off intentionally, was it driven by his mental health.
South Korea
struggles.
Today followed suit, and they're preparing to order all airlines in the country that operate Boeing jets to examine the switches. I assume, Sam, we are doing the same thing today in the United States.
I would hope so.
Just in case.
Now, that FAA report was shot down by Boeing, saying that it was not making the planes unsafe if those switches were installed without the locking feature.
So there have been all kinds of online speculation over the weekend about two competing theories. One, pilot error or sabotage. But Jesse Reed has already said to us, there is no way you accidentally shut down 1 second apart both fuel switches.
So it's intentional.
It's either intentional or dual faulty fuel switch locks.
Highly unlikely.
I mean, there's no way it's an accident.
Are you surmising that this is a suicide mission? If so,
if they were intentionally flipped, 100% this was sabotage.
Why take down? How many people died on that flight?
Oh God, everybody but one. 300 some people.
Was it 200?
240 or 270?
260.
Yep. Why take down 260 people with you? Why not just get into a small Cessna?
Okay, look at Egypt Air. You don't remember Egypt Air where the pilot just shoved that controller to the ground and you hear the co-pilot saying, no, 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 work with me, pull up, pull up, pull up.
Right.
The entire plane was lost. The preliminary report identified no cause nor made any recommendations. Their transportation agency said today, Scott, we urge everyone to avoid drawing conclusions until we know. Are they ever going to know?
Probably not.
They know that one of the pilots said, why did you do that? And the other pilot responded, I didn't.
Then who did? If the first officer is saying, why did you do that?
Right.
I didn't. Well, why did he say, why did you do that?
Right, because keep in mind, the controls are right there in the middle. So, Scott, if you and I are sitting together in a car, this control
panel,
for lack of a better word, looks to be right dead center where your stick shift would have been, right? Just right there. So, during takeoff,
and it was barely off the ground.
No, both people are locked in paying attention during takeoff.
Right.
You're not up going to the bathroom during takeoff. So, if someone went flip, flip, wouldn't the other pilot, Sam, have been sitting right there and then said, why'd you do that?
I didn't.
Or maybe the other pilot saw that there was no fuel going to the engines and thought maybe he flipped them off. Because it doesn't make any sense to me, and I hate to try to apply logic. If this is
not on this show.
Suicide, right? If this was a suicide mission, I hate to try to apply logic to a suicidal mind. Right. But why do it 2 seconds after takeoff? Why not do it at 40,000 feet?
Because the co-pilot could reverse what you did?
One of the things we're going to ask Jesse in the 3 o'clock hour is, do we need to build in more redundancies? And if so, what does that look like? If you're going to shut down an engine, you go, okay, you do your side, then I'm going to do my side.
Like the two separate keys on the opposite side of the cockpit?
We have to be in agreement. We are shutting down the engine.
We're shutting down the engine. Do you agree? Yes. Click. Click.
They do have to have a quick option, though. If there is a mid-air engine fire, they need to turn that fuel off immediately.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there was a...
We agree within 1 second.
Right.
We just hit a bird.
Right.
Do you want to shut down the engine?
Yeah, yes. I say yes.
Click. Okay, do you agree? Yep. Click.
Yeah.
Engine shut down. No problem. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming up right after 3 o'clock, evidence of a potential dead body in Dana's driveway.
Wait, the dead body's in Dana's driveway?
No. Evidence that there might have been
pretty sure
a
we're
dead body.
Accidentally an accessory to a crime, and we'll talk about it. Was so bad, Sam, that on the way in, I was talking to Scott because we haven't talked days. And I said, where are you? And he said, I'm on Shawnee Mission Parkway. And I said, do me a favor, take a quick detour. I want you to just pop over here real quick and smell this.
Okay, don't give any more away.
That's it. But he did, and we'll talk about it coming up.
Whoa.
You know, in my life, I've had the opportunity to smell a lot of bad things.
So gross.
A lot of bad things.
I mean, you once cleaned out apartments for a living.
I did.
Yeah.
Cleaned out a hoarder's apartment at one point in 1993 or four. I've seen and I've smelled bad things.
Mm-hmm.
I've never smelled anything like what I smelt in Dana's driveway.
Well, and anytime anybody says, come over here and smell this, that is a pretty good sign that you should not.
Hey, smell this. Just always say no. No.
It's never good.
I'm good. I don't need to smell it.
What is the official bird of the United States?
The bald eagle.
That is correct. As of now.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
For 250 years, it was not officially the bird of the United States. It has just been codified, for lack of a better word, the official bird of the United States.
Okay. What was it? Like the dodo bird or something
before that?
There wasn't one.
There was no official bird of the United States, even though the bald eagle has long been considered the official, unofficial bird of the United States. It is now official that the bald eagle is the official bird.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had a high-speed chase at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Did they have a Grappler 6000?
On the Lake of the Ozarks?
No, a boat chase?
A man is in custody after allegedly throwing a woman off of a boat at the Lake of the Ozarks and then leading state troopers on a high-speed boat chase on Saturday night.
Great.
According to the Highway Patrol, around 8:20 on Saturday night, Troop F was made aware of a man throwing a woman off of a boat in Davy Hollow Cove.
Oh, maybe I'll come down. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll come down. Maybe I won't.
Steve?
97. Come get me.
The pursuit came to an end when the person driving the boat entered Mill Creek Cove. The driver left the boat at a dock near Walleye Drive and then ran on.
Just pulled up to a dock and got off the boat. Like, you know, I'm just going to leave that there. I don't see anybody behind me.
Oh, I have an announcement.
Wait, what happened to the lady? They never said.
Well, she was in the lake.
Just swimming?
Hashtag still looking?
So over the weekend, Kathy Nelson and I were in cahoots.
Mm-hmm.
And
I spoke with her today.
I have a major announcement to make.
Uh-huh.
Good friend of the program, Dr. Rick, a.k.a. Bill Glass, mm-hmm. my old college partner.
Yes.
He will be throwing out the first pitch at Kauffman Stadium on Sunday, August 31st.
That's my mom's birthday.
Versus fun. Know the difference.
My seminars are a great way to connect with young homeowners turning into their parents.
Breaking down cardboard is something you have to do, not something you get to do. Lawn care is not a hobby. I'm not trying to hurt you. Just trying to be honest with you.
Watching a neighbor get his tree removed is not a weekend plan.
Hey, let's give it up for that guy.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you
buy. One of the best things about that seminar.
Not supervising it. Sit down.
Sit down. Relax.
I sent you that text when you were gone. There's a new one where it shows a dad and he's got the remote control in his hand and he's standing in front of the couch just staring at the TV. And you hear him say,
so I haven't seen this one.
You're watching the TV, not supervising it.
So,
oh my God, it's so funny.
Kathy and I were working on this over the weekend.
Yep.
And we get official word, I believe it was on Friday or Saturday. And he's booked for Sunday, August 31st. I don't even know who they're playing.
Doesn't matter.
And I called Bill and, or I called Dr. Rick, and he answers the phone and he says, Scott, I am so excited. This is really happening. And I said, yes, Bill, you're going to throw out the first pitch on August 31st. And I really?
Listen.
There's a reason they don't call them clean bikes, am I right?
Yeah.
Because it's dirt bike.
Gas stations.
Whew. You got to.
When he tells the guy the bathroom code to the rest stop bathroom, my God, they are playing the Detroit Tigers August 31st.
Can't wait. Go ahead, Sam.
You got to start at the top and work your way down. You want me to do yours next? Oh, you're from Oklahoma.
They have to fill the silence.
The bathroom code's 9914.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
Look at this hot rodder.
So anyway, I called him. I said, just tell me when you're coming in town. I'll pick you up at the airport.
Yep.
He's good friends with Eric Stone Street.
Oh, good.
So apparently, part of the deal is he's going to stay at my place, but he wants to go up to Liberty and hang out with Eric for a little
sure.
bit. And I'm not going to intrude. I said, I'll just drop you off. You call me when you're ready or stay the night at his place and I'll pick you up the next day, whatever. I don't know Eric personally. And so I don't want to intrude on that. I mean, I would be a third wheel. And so I just said, let me know when you're coming in town.
Yep.
I'll pick you up at the airport, stay at my place, and
I'll
you
tell
can
you this,
do whatever
we
you want.
We'll take the show to that game because I haven't been yet, and I would like to go before August 31st, but let's just right. plan on going to that game. It's 1:10, first pitch against the Detroit Tigers, August 31st.
He is so excited.
He is so funny.
Oh, my God. He will not be wearing the mustache.
No, he can't.
He's not allowed to.
That is trademarked.
So that's right. He said, he goes, they're not expecting me to show up as Dr. Rick, right?
No, you can't.
I said, no. I said, he goes, because I can only appear there as Bill Glass.
Dr. Rick, we are thinking sandwiches again for lunch. What should I put you down for?
Oh, boundaries. They can be tough for young homeowners turning into their parents.
Now, I'm either going to go
Tom,
tuna melt or Reuben.
Tom,
they're known for their
remember,
Reuben.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Okay. Looks like the soup of the day is tomato bisque.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, so. But we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I could go tuna melt. If you want to go Reuben, we could do a mix and match.
We could do a mix
Tom,
and match.
Tom?
It's in the bathroom. I don't know if it reminds me more of like my grandpa and my dad, or it's starting to remind me more of us. Like there are times now it's so part of the pop culture that, okay, over the weekend, we got invited out on a little boat ride, sunset boat ride last night, went fishing, or I was fishing adjacent, and we were having so much fun. And
so you didn't fish?
I threw the reel in once, and
it's a rod.
It broke.
It's a
yeah,
rod.
It did not go well. And so, no, I observed fishing. And there was this house with all of these windows.
What lake were you on?
Quivira.
Oh.
Huge windows, huge, you know, windows looking over the lake. It was stunning, and we're driving by. And Johnny goes, man, I would want to clean those windows. And I start laughing and I go, oh my God, you literally are starring in a Progressive Auto ad right now. Wouldn't want to clean those windows.
Wouldn't want to clean those windows.
I do. I catch myself saying stuff where it's like, oh yeah. Usually when my children roll their eyes at me.
Right.
I think I'm doing that thing. I'm turning into them.
So anyway, Bill Glass, aka Dr. Rick, August 31st,
yep.
Sunday against Detroit.
I love it.
Is throwing out the first pitch. And he is very, very, he's over the moon. He wouldn't, when I talked to him over the weekend in California, he would not shut up.
About the Royals.
Going?
He's cleaning the trash can.
Oh, boy.
Meeting a new young homeowner for the first time is a unique challenge.
So you think you can help?
I can try.
Hey, what you doing?
Just cleaning my trash cans.
Wow. It's important to build trust.
See, you put your address and phone number on here.
Well, you can never be too safe.
With trash?
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I see you put your phone number on here.
You never be too careful.
With trash?
With trash?
Speaking of trash, we will get to the dead body rug when we come back. What is something you have purchased?
That's at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock on Facebook or from a garage sale, and you get home and you're like, do you remember that ad years ago, Scott? Oh, my bomb. Bum, 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 bum. These guys are driving in a car, Sam. You remember this.
Is that Iserbay?
There's a couch on the side of the road. And they look at each other and like, and they pull over. And then in the next scene, the couch is in the back seat. And they're driving. And then all of a sudden, one of them just goes. And then the next scene, they've dumped the couch on the side of the road.
So Johnny just texted me. He said, did you really just fall for the here, smell this, it stinks trick?
Yeah.
I did. Johnny, I did. I fell for it.
It's bad. There are flies.
Dana, I saw it.
All over our property.
Dana, I stepped on it with my shoes. The smell is on the bottom of my shoes.
You need to wash those shoes.
Thank God you had closed-toed shoes on.
Thank God.
If you get a call from any police department, don't answer it.
By the way, that was a Volkswagen commercial.
I knew.
The stinky couch.
Years ago. Wasn't that the song they played in it?
Not even close.
What was the song?
It wasn't Lowrider.
The German-engineered Volkswagen Golf.
That is not Iserbay.
It sounds like
it. It's going slower. No.
Which, by the way, commercials in the 2000s were very odd. It's literally just two guys driving around. There are no words in the commercial.
They just drive around. They see the couch. They put the couch in the car. And then in the next scene, they're driving. And then you just see the couch by the side of the road.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So here's what we got. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Commander Jesse Reed is going to join us. New information on the plane crash in India, I believe it was earlier this month, that killed 260-some-odd people. And new information about what may have led that plane to plummet to the ground shortly after takeoff. And it's not what you think. In the 4 o'clock hour, I got scammed earlier this month.
Yep.
As everyone knows. And I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
And almost, well, no, I did open the door to my computer.
To hackers.
For these ne'er-do-wells. Dana got hit by the same scam.
You guys, the same thing. And so I hadn't even talked to Scott. I come in to work early today. I sit down at my desk, sit down at my computer, and I go to Google something. I just pulled up Google. I was Googling something for a story later today, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this crazy tone, and I'm just going to play it for a second because it is an ear-piercing noise. All of a sudden, this pops up. Here it is.
Was an identity theft. The computer lock is aimed to stop illegal activity.
So it's awful. It says, we are trying to stop. You have been hacked. There's a number. It says, please call immediately. Mm-hmm. It says, call us directly. Microsoft call support.
Do not turn off your computer.
Do not turn off your computer. What I didn't know when Scott was first telling us all this story about his hacking is that you cannot get out of the screen.
It locks up your screen.
It locked up everything. I did control alt delete because I thought, this is that scam that they got Scott with. Mm-hmm. So I recorded it. And the whole time I'm trying to control alt delete, I'm trying to shut it down, even though it says, do not shut down your computer.
Right.
The tone is so aggravating.
Obnoxious.
And obnoxious. You do feel like you've done something wrong. And I think 9 people out of 10, Scott, would do exactly what you did and pick up the phone and call. And so we talked to our boss. We said, here's what we want to do. We want to call the number. And she said, okay.
830.
Okay, listen to what happened. We are going to turn the tables on the scammers
today. And
we'll
play the entire thing.
We're
going to
play the entire thing because we want you all to hear how legitimate this was, how good they are at trying to get you to give up your information.
Not only that, but how good they are at stalling you so that they can probe your computer.
Yeah, listen.
R, Mike, and Roger.
Okay.
Put a dot after R.
He's helping me right now, you guys. He's trying to help me, right? Mm-hmm. He's trying to help me.
Banking and all that stuff?
Everything.
Okay, I don't... you can't just turn... Yeah, and there's no way for you to just turn it back on?
Mick, you can use your computer, but one people fix your computer, okay?
Okay, okay.
Right now, I will be helping you to fix your computer. So just do let me know once people click on okay. Do you see the UltraViewer page?
Yes.
So he is wanting me to do all these things, and you guys, we
all
start...
All those things allow him access to your computer.
We start stringing him along, and every time he tells me to hit a certain key, I'm just hitting the space bar. So it sounds like I'm following his directions. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play a lot of that phone call for you. And if you think, oh, I would never fall for that. These guys are slick.
Mm-hmm. Tell them what he said when you said, I've got to get back to work.
Yeah. At some point I go, but I go, can I talk to my husband about this? I don't know what I pushed, but I've got to get to work.
Ma'am, your work is not important.
That's
your
exactly
PC
right.
Your PC is what's important.
That's right.
That's what he said. Ma'am, this is more important than your work. And our boss was standing right there. I'm like, not so sure she would agree with that. Anyway, that's coming up at the 4 o'clock hour.
Can't wait. The match ticket prices are out for the World Cup in Kansas City.
Yes.
These are for the exclusive seats. Those of you who live in Leawood and Western Shore.
I saw these prices and immediately thought to myself, well, I'm not going. And then I read in.
So you can get a match club ticket. That includes a shared lounge access, buffet-style dining with drinks, and a commemorative gift, and parking, about $1,500 per person. Match Pavilion, upgraded food and beverage, reserved table seating and premium drinks, pre- and post-match entertainment, that is $2,500 per ticket. The Match Business Seat is $3,200 per person, and the Match Private Suite, which includes custom catering, a dedicated staff, best stadium views, and branding options for corporate guests, that is $10,000 per seat.
Do I get a foot massage?
You do not.
I am going to take the opposite take here, that is not that much money, and here's why. You could pay $20,000 to go sit in a tent at the Waste Management Open. You could pay $20,000 for great seats at the Super Bowl. This is a global event.
Fair point.
For $1,500 a ticket, when in the scheme of things, when you look at what we charge here for other massive sports events that are United States, Wimbledon, over in Europe. How much do you pay for those tickets?
Keep in mind, these are not GA. These are your upgraded.
Yeah.
These are the aloof people seats.
I don't feel like I'd feel aloof sitting there.
913-5-
I'd be like, damn, I'm doing good.
586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.